Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Parts unknown. We don't know where it's being done at. Some compound. We have no idea where it's at. Rob Motti, maybe he does, from the Associated Press, is joining us covering this on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Rob, what is the secret location? Your job won't be at stake. We won't tell anybody, but go ahead and tell us what the secret location is.
Oh, man, I was hoping that you guys wouldn't directly answer that question because I do know where it is, and I haven't reported it, so I guess it is breaking news. How about we do this, fellas?
You really going to tell us, Rob?
Why don't you take a guess, and I'll tell you if you're right.
Roger Goodell's basement.
No, I think.
Think of where the retired judge Sue Robinson resides.
I don't know where she resides. That would be a good clue.
Was it Jersey?
I'm from Jersey originally, so it's real close to New Jersey.
Should we hit the breaking news bed, Rob?
Go ahead.
All right, hit the breaking news, Hispano, if you can find it. There we go. Got the read there, Chico?
Breaking news on 92.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll tell you what, Rob Motti, we knew he was going to be great. You called it. He's going to be a great guest.
We
got to
get the information here, Chico.
All right, Rob.
This is information. I have not even reported for the AP yet, and it is in Delaware. That's where Sue Robinson is.
Delaware.
That's where she resides. It's on her home turf, so it's in Delaware. There have been a lot of people who feel or believe that it's in New York, and they're not telling anyone otherwise. It's avoid a big media circus, so it's understandable. Nobody wants to go to Delaware. I'm from up north originally, so I know that, and that's where it is. So I'll give that to you, Tom.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Seriously, Rob. That's
good intel.
That's good stuff. Rob Motti from the Associated Press is joining us again. The hearing has begun in Delaware. Again, we're not going to tell anybody, Rob. It's our secret.
Just the three of us.
All right. As far as, and you put this out there, and, you know, we've talked about it the last couple of days. Hey, a settlement or the, you know, him settling 20 of the 24s. The league has been very, very adamant about, hey, that's not going to sway us one way or the other. And they are recommending a year and nothing less. Are you buying the idea that they are doing this because they want to look good if, in fact, it is less than a year, so they can say, hey, you know what? Wipe our hands of this. We tried, and that's just how it played out.
Guys, I absolutely feel that is the case. I think the league is wisely letting everyone know, anonymously, of course, that it wants a lengthy suspension, 1 year, indefinite, whatever they're terming it to whoever they're telling, right? And the words that I was given was lengthy, unprecedented. But at the same time, they know it's going to be difficult to get that because, one, Deshaun Watson isn't facing any criminal charges, and this hasn't happened before in a case where someone's not facing criminal charges and gets a suspension of that magnitude. But the league is very well aware of public perception. I believe it was back in March, a league source told me, quote, "We have learned our lesson." And that was in context to and referring to previous cases where it looked like the NFL was reactionary rather than taking a strong stance against violence and harassment of women. So they know they need to at least publicly be strong, offer a stiff penalty, at the same time realizing it's out of their control initially. Sue Robinson's going to make that determination. One, she has to decide if Watson violated the personal conduct policy, and if she does, if she sees enough evidence that he has, then she can impose discipline. Now, of course, Watson's side, led by Jeffrey Kessler, they don't want him to serve anything. They believe that they can argue that he shouldn't get, and they'll use any information, any past cases, whatever they can, to try to get no penalty, no suspension. So what's going to be most interesting is once Sue Robinson makes this decision, and if it's 8 games, 10 games, 6 games, whatever it is, now both sides can appeal. If the NFL appeals, or if the NFLPA appeals, it goes back to Roger Goodell or someone he designates, and he could then impose whatever he wants. But I don't believe the NFL wants to have this drag out any further. So it's going to be really important to see what she decides, how many games. That's going to be the interesting thing. If she comes back at 4, and the NFL's been telling everybody, we want a lengthy suspension, we want an unprecedented suspension, indefinite, well, now the ball's in your court. Are you actually going to appeal, or are you going to let it go?
What's the point of any of this if Roger Goodell ultimately can decide one way or the other what he wants?
Well, this was bargained by the NFLPA back in 2020 in the new collective bargaining agreement, and they wanted to have a different voice make that initial decision. And
is it a decision or a recommendation, ultimately?
Well, the NFL makes the recommendation.
Okay.
Right? The NFLPA makes a recommendation. She makes a decision. But yeah, you're right. Ultimately, it is a recommendation, because if either side appeals, then it goes to Roger Goodell. But I don't think they want to drag it out any further. I think they want a resolution. And from the people that I've talked to, especially from the league side, they don't see where any kind of appeal is going to be beneficial to anyone involved, because of the serious nature of this, because of wanting to have a resolution and not wanting it to continue and have more stuff come out and airing out all the dirty laundry. So I'm thinking if Robinson goes 6-8, somewhere along there, the NFL is just going to say, all right, this is the process we selected. This is the process we chose, and we're going to let it abide by her decision.
Rob Motti joining us from the Associated Press here on Afternoon Drive. Chico, Dustin with you on 92.3 The Fan. All right, I've got a two-parter for you, and the first one is just very basic. Tell us all about Jeffrey Kessler.
He's a heavyweight. He's a heavy hitter. Jeffrey Kessler is the guy that the NFLPA brings in anytime that there's a huge case. He was involved in the Brady case. He's been involved in anything and everything where – you have to bring out the big guns. And I'll tell you this, guys, when the NFL realized or found out that Kessler was coming on board, they were not all too pleased because of his reputation, because of the cases that he's, the landmark cases that he's won in the past, because of how he is seemingly unwilling to negotiate. Now, when he comes in there, and I know there was talk of a few different reports who said there was talk of a potential settlement. I never got anyone to tell me that definitively. In fact, they steered me away from it, trying to say that there's too far apart to even say, like, when you have zero versus indefinite, zero versus 1 year, where's the compromise? There's no opportunity to compromise. And that's the kind of attorney he is. And I think he's going to present the NFL with a tough challenge and a big fight here. And that's why potentially the NFL would be willing to accept the disciplinary officer's decision so it doesn't continue any further.
Okay. So, and I really appreciate that. Obviously, we're talking to Rob Motti. Give us an idea. Jeffrey Kessler is who you want on your side if you're Deshaun Watson. My question is, okay, we keep talking about, you know, precedent, and really there is no precedent, but they are going to bring up Ben Roethlisberger, and they are going to bring up the owner, like Jeffrey Kessler. I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you make that a very a very good argument for Deshaun Watson. Like, I get that it's just, well, hey, you know, Roethlisberger only got this, and well, the owners are bad people. But how do you really relate it to Deshaun Watson? You know what I mean? Because it seems like it's they're two totally different things.
And it's very difficult because of the significant number of women, right, who have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. We're talking about 24 women. And I guess this is why Rusty Harden's sending me a message at 2-3 in the morning yesterday, because he's up still trying to put this battle together and this fight together, because they know they're up against it here in that, yes, Ben Roethlisberger got initially 6 games. It was reduced to 4. The charges are slightly – they're certainly different, but the number of cases are fewer. You know what's interesting, guys? When I spoke to the NFL back about this, and one of the sources who I was trying to figure out how many women did they interview, and they told me flat out it was 11 because Tony Busby didn't make any of the others available. And then we were seeing more cases, right, 20, 22, 24. So is the increased number of cases going to – impact? And they said, we knew enough at 2, we knew enough at 10, and we know enough at 22 to warrant an unprecedented type of suspension. So they feel they have enough. And now it's up to Kessler, Harden, and Watson's legal team, well-paid legal team, to fight against them.
Robbie, you think that they were putting feelers out there? I mean, we mentioned, you know, we started this interview that the league wants it out there, right? That they want to give them a year. Do you think there are people that are on Twitter saying, what are people, is this acceptable? Do people, because maybe they're worried about backlash, right? With the Ray Rice situation, they suspended him first, then the outrage came and the video came and all that stuff. In this situation, you could have more lawsuits. And that statute of limitations is what, 2 years, something like that? So would they, you think the league wants to just cover their backsides by doing the indefinite suspension? Would that make a lot of sense? So that way they can basically protect themselves from the backlash, and then also in case other women come out down the line.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. But to suspend someone indefinitely is going to be difficult. I believe it's going to be difficult for them to get that, to be able to impose that kind of discipline, especially here when you have the attorneys fighting who are heavyweights fighting for him. It certainly would be unprecedented. There are no criminal charges. And yet it sounds like by saying this, the NFL is being strong, being tough, taking that stance that everyone has wanted them to take all along. How can a league be so openly promoting women in various coaching positions and everything else, and then not be protective of women? You've heard that argument. Mm-hmm. They needed to step up, and that's where it goes back to that comment that one of the people told me is, we've learned our lesson. We've learned our lesson. We know the public face that we have to present, but they also have an out here because they can say it's not our decision. It's Sue Robinson. But I think enough people now also they'll face criticism either way, guys.
Yeah.
Because if they accept the 6 or the 8 games, there will be critics who say, well, why don't you then appeal and have Roger Goodell impose whatever suspension you initially wanted? So they'll face criticism regardless.
Rob, who maybe forgive me if I'm just dumb, but like who's Watson's camp fighting against? If Goodell ultimately has the final say, like this hearing that they're having today, yeah, they're going back and forth with Sue Robinson and they're hearing, you know, the statements and things like that. I get all of that. But ultimately, who are they fighting against? Is like today they're fighting with Sue Robinson to agree upon what is a good recommendation to suspend him, and then Goodell at the end can just do whatever the hell he wants. I guess I'm just like, what are we doing with all of this? Why isn't Roger Goodell just ultimately just make the decision and be done with it?
It's a great question. You pose a great question because you're right. Initially today at the hearing, they're presenting their side to Sue Robinson. I was also told this because she didn't necessarily have to bring both sides in. She could have immediately went to the league presents their findings. The Watson side presents their argument to her. And then she can go right into a decision. But there were enough questions on her mind for her to want to bring both sides in to ask those questions, to hold a hearing rather than go into the decision phase of this. So Yeah, I think today, initially, they're arguing or fighting with, if you want to make it a football game, it's the NFLPA / Watson legal team versus Sue Robinson, because the NFL has their say. Now, they have theirs, and they have to convince her initially. But yeah, like you're saying, like a lot of people are saying, if ultimately Roger Goodell can, there can be an appeal process, he can impose a discipline. This is a lot of waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. Rob Motti of the Associated Press covering the NFL. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Motti. That's M-A-A-D-D-I. Rob, we not only breaking news, but great info, and we'll certainly be checking in with you and seeing how this whole thing plays out. Thank you for your time today, bud.
You got it, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Awesome, man. Awesome stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.